Chapter 18, The Real Juice of Lean. We have a principle at our company that simply states, there are two kinds of people in the world, givers and takers. Our goal should be to eliminate all the takers out of our lives as fast and furious as we can and be profound givers to all humanity. Another way of saying it is, there are two kinds of people in the world, happy people who are focused on the happiness of others, and people who are unhappy because they are focused on their own happiness, givers and takers. It is a profound concept that I've really come to grips with in the course of my life that has differentiated how I conduct myself in every situation. I am not negotiating the advantage. I think in terms of creating a win-win with an emphasis on helping others. I found that every time I act as a servant, life gets better. And when I look for what's in it for me, life gets ugly. In applying this principle to lean, I found the saying to be true. The real juice from lean comes when you start giving back. We've created a lean organization whose primary focus is to 1. Serve and deliver value to our customers. 2. Grow and fully develop our people internally. 3. Give back to our community and strengthen the business environment. These three activities will help and improve the quality of people's lives around the world, and that is exciting. At FastCap, our lean activity has not been done for profit. In large measure, we give away the preponderance of the books that we print. We give away the audio files regularly. We give away the digital files regularly. We provide tours to our facilities at no charge, but at great expense to our company's time and resources. In doing so, our people are elevated, and we are elevating the lives of others. Our people feel as though they're making a contribution. They feel positive about themselves and about their ability to make a difference. We are creating an environment where people are operating at a higher level than traditionally would be expected in an organization. We have made our company all about giving and giving back. When an organization sets out to incorporate or build a lean culture, it is a great undertaking, and that undertaking will be amplified when the company begins to teach, train, and facilitate lean practices outside of their organization. That is when we first experienced the real juice of lean. Approximately 6 or 7 years ago, we began to let people tour our crummy little facility that had flaws from top to bottom. Every time someone toured our facility, we learned more about our own waste and our own deficiencies and became aware of more opportunities to improve what we were doing. In doing so, we not only helped the people coming to tour the facility, but we received the benefit of new eyes looking at our activities. To this day, we continue to do that, and we do it with intensity and purpose because we know that the real juice comes from lean when you start giving back. The one thing, giving is greater than receiving. Oh, I'm sorry. This is a little bonus track. Hey, people always ask me, what is the goal of your company? Now, this is not in the book, so this is special info. And I tell people, you know, when I'm holding the phone to my ear and I'm talking to my customer and he's on the other end or she's on the other end and she's asking me about something and they want our product and they want to do this, and they want to do that, I'm thinking to myself only one thought. How can I serve this individual? How can I improve the quality of their life? That's all I have to think about as the CEO and the president of FastCap. So I reduced our entire company goal down to this simple concept. So when I have two employees that are infighting out in the shop and are really wasting time, it's very easy for me to get them to focus and ask them the question, are you improving the quality of the customer's life right now? Is the activity that you're doing improving our customers' lives? Because if we're not, we're not going to be in business. So it is that simplicity and clarity that allows us to operate at such a high level. Now, I once told this to a CEO, and it was of a very large company, and you could just see all the stress just come out of their body. It was interesting to see it occur, because I think what happens in a lot of CEOs' minds is they're stressed out with being number one in their product mix, or being number one in a certain industry, or being number one in the world, or getting $10 million in gross profits, or $1 billion in gross profits. Who knows what it is, but they're worried about all these things. When if all they really worried about was just improving the life of the customer and doing that in a relentless fashion, it really takes away all the other problems that we have to deal with on a daily basis. So then I've got to ask myself, if my goal is to improve the quality of life of the customer, how do I do that most effectively? And then that reaches into our internal goal, which is growing people. You see, we know that if we are relentless and deliberate about growing our people with our morning meeting, our 3S activity, our 2-second improvements, then by default, we're going to more effectively improve the quality of the life of our customer than our competition, because our people are developing as human beings. So these two concepts are just so powerful. But then at the end of the interview, people always say, well, Paul, what is the goal of your company? And then I just retort really quickly, it's not to be $10 million in sales. It's not to be $100 million in sales. It's not to be $1 billion in sales. I don't even care about any of that. I don't care about being the best in the world at woodworking tools. I just care about one thing: being the best lean company in the world. And they go, wow, I've never heard anybody ever say that before. Of course not, because most of the things I'm saying in this book are a little unusual. They're juxtaposed to the way leaders typically think. So my goal, it's simply to be the best lean company in the world. How do we do that? By teaching and training our people. If we teach and train our people, we meet the biggest goal and the most important goal of all, and that is improving the quality of the life of the customer. It's all so simple, and it all brings such enormous clarity both to myself, to my team members, and everybody I do business with. They get it. They know where I'm coming from. So let me reduce a 3-minute talk down to one simple concept. I don't see dollar signs when I see my customer. All I see is how I can help them. The dollars are a byproduct of doing an exceptional job of helping the customer. That is a huge deal. And you know what? My customers feel that when they deal with me. They know it's not about the money. It's about me helping them. And you know what? That reduces an awful lot of waste. There's not a lot of jockeying for position or negotiating the advantage, because they know in my heart of hearts, I am here to help them. And if I do a great job of that, they're going to want to pay me. They're going to want to entrust me with their dollars to deliver a service or a product to them. That's all I'm doing. So there you go, a bonus track just for the people listening to the audiobook. That's the advantage. Sometimes I can go off on little tangents, and you got one.